And let's click onto YouTube.
Take a deep breath.
And let's click
okay.
Go live.
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
So Luke, let's start that prelude. Why not? Maybe I'll do a word of welcome. Welcome everyone. Woo-hoo! Welcome to live worship. We're about to get started. As a heads up, we are attempting something we've never done here at Faith before, which is to have both people in the sanctuary and to be broadcasting on live to Facebook and YouTube. So hello, people online. Hopefully you are seeing this. Because of this, just be aware that we will undoubtedly have technical issues today, particularly for the folks online. So please bear with us, and it'll be an adventure together as we try something new. So we'll start with a prelude, and then I'll give you a little bit more introduction to our worship today. All right, so a wonderful reminder that even though for health reasons we aren't able to sing together as a congregation, we can still have rousing music as a congregation. And because part of the Lutheran tradition is making music together, not just listening to beautiful performances, instead of singing together, we are going to be ringing together with handbells and beating out rhythms with drums. So if you haven't already got an instrument and you'd like one, go ahead and raise your hand. Otherwise, I'm going to invite Luke to teach us a way that we can make some beautiful music together without singing.
Alrighty, good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
Up there. So all of the drum patterns and rhythms that we're going to learn today are all originating from Ghana and West Africa. During undergraduate, one of our studies was African drum and dance. So I'm going to teach you the makru, which, like I said, is from Ghana. So let's do it. So some of you have different shakers and things, and then others have drums like this. So what I'm going to do is all of the shakers, I'm going to have you all just feeling out the steady beat. So it'll just be. Exactly. Awesome. So then for the rest of the group, the makru has several different patterns to it, but the first one that you learn has a pattern that goes like this. So what we do is we can put words to it. So when you're doing this, you can be thinking in your head, we're back at church and God we thank you. We're back at church and God we thank you. So that's a way to keep the pattern steady. So what I want to do is everybody with a drum, we're just going to do the first part of the pattern. So we're back at church. So for those of you that have a drum, let's try it. Here we go. And. Awesome. Let's try it again. Ready? And. Very nice. One more time. Nice. And here's and God we thank you. So you're going to start on the bottom with your right hand. And God we thank you. Here we go. And. Very nice. Let's try it one more time. Now let's put it all together. Here we go. And. Yeah. Feel good? Awesome. Let's try it one more time. Ready? And. Awesome, I love it. So let's go ahead and let's do all parts. So we've got our folks. Let's start out with our beekeepers. So here we go. Here we go, and folks with the pattern. Here we go, and. Do you want to improvise? Really quiet. Now we're going to go really quiet. So we're going to keep going now. So let's keep on. Now we're going to stay really quiet. Stay really quiet. Now we're going to get louder.
Thank you, Luke. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all.
Oops. And also with you.
Except I got to remember to stand over here when I say these things. Hello! The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all.
And also with you.
Cheryl, our assisting minister, will process in the cross while I read the opening prayer. Okay. Let us pray. Teach us, good Lord God, to serve you as you deserve, to give and to not count the cost, to fight and to not heed the wounds, to toil and not to seek for rest, to labor and not to ask for reward, except that of knowing that we do your will, through Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. Amen.
Amen.
And now I invite Coulter to share with us a word for the young at heart.
Good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
Today in the Bible, Jesus is talking to his... Oh, there we go. Today in the Bible, Jesus is talking to all of his friends. And Jesus says something, and Jesus talks about what it means to give up. So, what I'm going to do right now is I'm going to play a little game of hide and seek. And Pastor Ben has agreed to hide from me. Now, I haven't been looking at where he is, so now I'm going to go and try and find Pastor Ben. All right, we're going to look over here. And I know the camera can't see me, but I'm looking everywhere. Let's see. Nobody back here. Okay. Is there anybody over here? Nope. Okay. Pastor Ben, I give up.
I'm here.
Oh. So anyway, today in the Bible, Jesus talks to us about what it means to give up. And just like when we play hide and seek, and the person that's looking says, I give up. That's exactly when that person finds the person they were looking for. Sometimes in our life, we struggle and we do our best. And then sometimes we feel like, man, I did my best and I don't know what else to do now. And those are the moments where we say, God, I give up. And that's exactly the moment that we find God. Because God comes to us and we say, God, I give up. And God says, I'm here and I'm going to help you and I'm going to love you. So that's what we learned about today from hide and seek. Okay, now we're going to pray. And to pray, repeat after me.
After me.
Dear God.
Dear God.
We love you.
We love you.
Thank you for loving us.
Thank you for loving us.
Help us to love others.
Help us to love others.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Coulter. And so that we still get a sense of being connected with the larger church, our first reading today is brought to us from a friend from afar.
The first reading is from Genesis 21, verses 8 to 21. The child Isaac grew and was weaned. And Abraham made a great feast on the day that Isaac was weaned. But Sarah saw the son of Hagar, the Egyptian, whom she had borne to Abraham, playing with her son Isaac. So she said to Abraham, "Cast out this slave woman with her son, for the son of this slave woman shall not inherit along with my son Isaac." The matter was very distressing.
The first reading is from Genesis 21. Verses 8 to 21. The child Isaac grew and was weaned, and Abraham made a great feast on.
And do as
the first reading is from Genesis 21, verses 8 to 21.
As for the son of the slave woman, I will make a nation of him also, because he is your offspring. So Abraham rose early in the morning and took bread and the skin of water. And gave it to
first
Hagar,
reading is from Genesis 21, verses 8 to 21.
The child Isaac grew and was weaned,
And Abraham made a great feast on the day that Isaac was weaned. But Sarah saw the son of Hagar, the Egyptian, whom she had borne to
a good way off, about the distance of a bow shot. For she said, "Do not let me look on the death of the child." And as she sat opposite him, she lifted up her voice and wept. And God heard the voice of the boy. And the angel of God called to Hagar from heaven and said to her, "What trouble?"
A reading from Genesis. The child Isaac grew and was weaned, and Abraham made a great feast on the day that Isaac was weaned. But Sarah saw the son of Hagar, the Egyptian, whom she had borne to Abraham, playing with her son Isaac. So she said to Abraham, "Cast out the..."
This reading is from Genesis 21.
"The son of this slave woman..."
This reading is from Genesis 21. Verses 8 to 21. The child Isaac grew and was weaned, and Abraham made a great feast on the day that Isaac was weaned. But Sarah saw the son of Hagar, the Egyptian, whom she had borne to Abraham, playing with her son.
"For it is through Isaac that offspring shall be named for you. As for the son of the slave woman, I will make a nation of him also, because he is your offspring." So Abraham rose early in the morning, took bread and a skin of water, and gave it to
playing with her son Isaac,
putting it on her shoulder along with the child.
Playing with her son Isaac. So she said to Abraham,
and wandered about in the wilderness of Beersheba. When the water in the skin was gone, she cast the child under one of the bushes. Then she went and sat down opposite him
with her son Isaac. So she said to Abraham, "Cast out this slave woman with her son.
Do not let me look on the death of the child." And as she sat opposite him, she lifted up her voice and wept. And God heard the voice of the boy. And the angel of God called to Hagar from heaven and said to her, "What troubles you, Hagar? Do not be afraid, for God has heard the voice of the boy where he is. Come, lift up the boy and hold him fast with your hand, so I will make a great nation of him." Then God opened her eyes, and she saw a well of water. She went and filled the skin with water and gave the boy a drink. God was with the boy, and he grew up. He lived in the wilderness and became an expert with the bow. He lived in the wilderness of Paran, and his mother got a wife for him from the land of Egypt. Word of God, word of life.
Thanks be to God. Thank you, Cheryl. I want everyone to give a hand real quick for Kim back in the AV booth. It's really challenging to run both in person and online at the same time. And Kim, I just want to make sure that OBS is now back to the camera so that the folks online can see me. Perfect. All right. Well, welcome back, everyone. We've already made it through our first technical glitch. We're going on. So normally, before we read the gospel, as a sign of adoration, we sing a gospel acclamation. But because we're not singing today, instead we're going to ring. So Luke, would you instruct us how that's going to work?
Yeah. So for everybody, whenever you ring the bell, the most important thing to do is locate the bell that's on the handle. And so with this, make sure that that's facing up towards you so that it'll make the sound when you ring it. And for those of you at home, ring along with us with whatever you've got.
There you go. So when I say the gospel according to Matthew, the response is, "Glory to you, O Lord." But if you could ring there, and then at the end when I say the gospel of the Lord, the response is normally, "Praise to you, O Christ." But if you could ring there as well. Does that make sense? All right. So the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus said to the 12, "A disciple is not above the teacher, nor a slave above the master. It is enough for the disciple to be like the teacher and the slave like the master. If they have called the master of the house Beelzebub, how much more will they malign those of his household? So have no fear of them, for nothing is covered up that will not be uncovered, and nothing secret that will not become known. What I say to you in the dark, tell in the light, and what you hear whispered, proclaim from the housetops. Do not fear those who kill the body but cannot kill the soul. Rather fear him who can destroy both soul and body in hell. Are not two sparrows sold for a penny? Yet not one of them will fall to the ground apart from your Father. Even the hairs of your head are all counted. So do not be afraid. You are of more value than many sparrows. Everyone who acknowledges me before others, I will acknowledge before my Father in heaven. But whoever denies me before others, I will also deny before my Father in heaven. Do not think that I have come to bring peace to the earth. I have not come to bring peace, but a sword. For I have come to set a man against his father, and a daughter against her mother, and a daughter-in-law against her mother-in-law, and one's foes will be members of one's own household. Whoever loves father or mother more than me is not worthy of me, and whoever loves son or daughter more than me is not worthy of me, and whoever does not take up the cross and follow me is not worthy of me. Those who find their life will lose it, and those who lose their life for my sake will find it." The Gospel of the Lord. If you're standing at home, I invite you to be seated, and because I blow a lot of hot air when I talk, and so by the end of my sermon, I'm overheating if I wear this, so I'm going to take this off just for the sermon. The Lord be with you.
I'm also with you.
Sarah said to her husband, Abraham, "We have no children." And so she said to him, "Sleep with my slave Hagar, so that we might have a child and be a family." Now, Abraham knew it was wrong to force himself upon a woman against her will, but Hagar was a slave, and Sarah was family, and family comes first. And so Abraham didn't listen to the pleas of Hagar, and he didn't listen to the voice inside his head which said, "This is wrong." He didn't speak up. Instead, he kept silent. He kept the peace to keep his family together, and he did as Sarah said. And sure enough, a few months later, Hagar was pregnant. But Hagar's pregnancy didn't bring joy to the family. Because you see, while Hagar was a slave, suddenly, for the first time in her life, even though she had no power, even though she had no freedom, even though she had no wealth, she had something precious that belonged to her alone. She had a child growing inside her. And it made her happy. And it made Sarah furious. It made her furious that this slave girl should have something that she did not. And so Sarah said to her husband Abraham, "How can you let this be? How can you let your slave girl smile and hold her head high in my presence? She may be carrying your child, but that doesn't mean that she deserves to be happier than me." Now, Abraham knew it was a terrible thing to punish a mother for the simple joy of carrying a child in her womb. But Hagar was a slave, and Sarah was family, and family comes first. And so Abraham didn't listen to Hagar's pleas or to the voice inside his head which said, This is wrong. No, Abraham didn't speak up. He kept silent. He kept the peace to keep his family together, and so he said to Sarah, "Do what you like. The slave woman is yours. Do with her as you will." And he watched as Sarah beat Hagar for years. And as those years went by, eventually God fulfilled the promise that Abraham and Sarah would have a child together. And when Sarah, at 90 years old, held this baby boy in her arms, she named him Isaac, which means he laughs. And Sarah invited all her friends to laugh with her at this miracle of life. And when Isaac was 2 years old, he no longer needed to drink his mother's milk. And so Abraham threw him a birthday party. And everyone came, even Hagar, and even Hagar's son Ishmael. Because you see, Isaac and Ishmael, they didn't care that they came from different mothers. In each other's eyes, they were brothers. And so they played together. And they laughed together, because that's what people did around Isaac. They laughed. But when she saw it, it made Sarah furious. You see, Isaac's laughter was precious. It wasn't meant to be shared with the likes of this son of a slave woman. And so she thought to herself, there's no way I'm letting my boy grow up to think that this by blow is his brother. And so Sarah said to her husband Abraham, "Cast out this slave woman along with her son, for my son Isaac will not share his inheritance with the son of a slave woman." Now Abraham knew it was wrong to send a mother out in the wilderness with her child to die of thirst simply because their presence would mean that someday someone would have to share wealth with them. But Hagar was a slave, and Sarah was family. And family comes first. But then Abraham realized, wait a minute, Hagar's son Ishmael, he is my son also. He is also my family. And Abraham was greatly distressed because he didn't know how to put family first when family conflicted with family. If only there was a way for him to speak out, to speak up, to bring reconciliations between the different parts of his family. But Abraham had been silent for so long. And his silence had condoned violence. And Hagar knew it. And so she didn't trust him. And Sarah knew it too, and so she would simply say that he had chosen this path long ago, and there was no turning back. Abraham's very name means father of many, but his years of silence meant that in this moment, when his two boys needed him most, he could not be a father to both. And so, for as long as he had tried to keep his family together, now it fell apart. And so God said to Abraham, "Do as you have always done. Do as Sarah says." Because God knows that even though Ishmael shares Abraham's blood, Abraham is not Ishmael's family. For it is not blood that makes a family. It is love. And God promises that Ishmael will have a family. But like every story in the Bible, at first it does not appear that God will fulfill God's promise. Because at first, Hagar and Ishmael wander into the desert with a few water skins that quickly run dry. And eventually, Ishmael passes out of thirst, and Hagar carries him as long as she is able, just as she carried him once in her womb. But when her strength runs dry, just like her water, she drops her son in the shade of a bush, and then she walks away about 100 yards, and she looks in the opposite direction so that she doesn't have to watch her son die of thirst before her eyes. And then she does the only thing left for her to do. In tears, she raises her voice, the voice that had been ignored by Sarah, the voice that had been ignored by Abraham. But it is not ignored by God. God hears. How could God not? Long ago, God told Hagar to name her son Ishmael, a name which means God hears. And God does. God hears the cry of Hagar as Abraham never could. And having heard as Abraham never could, God does what Abraham never did. God speaks. God speaks out. He speaks not for Hagar, but God speaks to Hagar. God speaks first words of comfort, saying, "Do not be afraid." And then God speaks words of validation. "I have heard the cry of your son." And then God speaks words of encouragement. "Lift up your son and hold him fast by the hand." And then God speaks words of promise. "I will make of him a great nation." But God goes about fulfilling this promise not by displaying divine power, but by revealing the power that Hagar has as a mother. God opens Hagar's eyes that she might see a well from which she can draw water and give her son a life-giving drink. It is a well that has always been there. If only someone would have stopped and take the time to listen to Hagar so that she might see what has always been in front of her. And having done this, having first listened and then spoken words of comfort, validation, encouragement, and promise, having helped Ishmael's mother see the strength that she still has to care for her son, the scriptures tell us in that moment, God was with Ishmael. And in that moment, God was for Ishmael what Abraham never could be, a father. Because it is not blood that makes a family. It is love. And so on this Father's Day, when so many of us will pause and reflect on our families, may we learn from Abraham. May we learn that it is a false temptation to try to keep our family strong by staying silent in the midst of conflict and disagreement. That silence simply robs us of the tools we need to heal division and brokenness in our midst. May we learn from Abraham that when we try to buy peace through the price of letting the vulnerable suffer, we must be prepared someday to have our own children be the price that is paid in their vulnerability. May we learn from Abraham that when we put family first, even before God, that family becomes an idol which someday will demand a sacrifice of even our own children. That the tighter we hold family in fear, the more likely we are to have them fall apart. And so let us instead hear the words of Jesus today, who promises us that if we are willing to risk losing the very thing that we love most, in him we will find it. The promise is that even when we risk losing peace in our family, we will gain a peace that surpasses all understanding. Because our family will be built not on a fragile silence or a delicate denial, but it will be built on the power of love. Not on blood that boils away in the first anger or conflict, but on a love like God's love, a love that bears all things, a love that endures all things, a love that hears, that listens to our cries and our anger, to our pain and our sin, and who responds with words of comfort and affirmation and encouragement and promise, that responds with presence. For it is not blood but love that makes a family. And so our God was willing to shed the blood that God shares with his only begotten Son, so that all the world might know the power of his love, so that every child on this earth, knowing God's love, might become a child of our Heavenly Father, and all families of the earth might be one. May we share that love. May we be one as a family in God. Amen. And now I invite Kai to share with us a musical offering. On this day, when we remember that it is the power of love that binds us together as a family, we rejoice to welcome 14 new members into our family here at Faith. These are folks who have spent months coming to classes to learn about what it means to be a member here at Faith, and they have struggled with technology as we've gone through this time of pandemic. So I am grateful for their commitment and their desire to be a part of this family. And so that you can get to know all of them, they have made a little video of themselves, introducing themselves and offering a prayer from their heart, so that you might know better the things that they love. So I invite you to join with them as they lead us in prayer today, and we're going to hopefully have the video here in person as well. Pray for us.
Hi, I'm Victoria, and this is Little Man, and we are very excited to be joining the Faith Lutheran Church. God, I give thanks for Franklin, my sponsor, for giving me the opportunity to learn about you and the kindness that Christ displayed, that was shown through Franklin and his family in the way that they welcomed me into their fold. I'd also like to give thanks to Pastor Ben for the time that he took to answer my kindergarten questions and the wisdom that he had in answering my doubts and the lack of trust I had. Lord, in your mercy, hear us.
Hi, I'm Victoria, and this is Little Man, and we are very excited to be joining the Faith Lutheran Church. God, I give thanks for Franklin, my sponsor, for giving me the opportunity to learn about you and the kindness that Christ displayed, that was shown through Franklin and his family in the way that they welcomed me into their fold. I'd also like to give thanks to Pastor Ben for the time that he took to answer my kindergarten questions and the wisdom that he had in answering my doubts and the lack of trust I had.
Let us pray.
Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer.
For the blessings you bestowed upon our family.
Hi, I'm Julie Carter. I'm looking forward to becoming a member and part of Faith Lutheran Church.
Hello, my name is Adelia.
Oh Lord,
I'm very excited to be joining Faith Lutheran.
Please keep my sons and myself
safe. I'd like to say a prayer for the blessings that
I've received. Safe in your protective arms.
Holy
Keep us
Spirit,
safe from harm and trouble as we travel to and from our homes,
the home from that jobs, I have received,
friends,
the friends that I have found in Faith Lutheran.
Keep us safe from trouble. Help us
and the
make smart decisions.
Holy community that I have been accepted into.
In His mercy.
Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayers.
Hello, we are Stephen Carroll Hall, and we look forward
Stephen
to becoming
Katrina,
members of Faith Lutheran Church.
I'm very excited.
Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we give thanks for all the blessings you bestowed upon our family, and also to the family we're becoming members of at Faith Lutheran.
And precious
Lord, in your mercy, hear
our prayer.
Hello, my name's Adelio, and I'm very excited to be joining Faith Lutheran.
And of all,
I'd like to say a prayer for the blessings that I've received.
Our fellow humans. Animals,
Holy Spirit,
plants,
we thank you for
and even the stones and rocks
the
of
the home
mountain,
that I have received,
the trees of the forest,
the friends that I have found in Faith Lutheran,
and the skies above,
and the holy community
one,
that I have been accepted into.
Your presence at all
Lord,
times,
in your mercy,
in
hear
life,
our prayers.
So
Amen.
That I may reflect and extend
I am
your
Stephen
love
Katrina,
to all,
and I'm very excited to be joining Faith Lutheran Church.
As we were taught, your son.
My prayer. Dear and precious Lord, you are the father and mother of us all.
We thank God for the recent birth of our son.
And of
son,
all
Wesley
sentient
Peter,
beings,
Lord, in your mercy,
which include our fellow humans, animals, plants, and even the stones and rocks of the mountains, the trees of the forests and the endless waters and the skies above. I ask only one thing, to sense your presence at all times in this life, so that I may reflect and extend your love to all, no matter what shape it needs to take, as we were taught by your Son, Jesus. Amen.
We're Kelly Marie and Andrew Lavin, and we're excited to join Faith Lutheran Church.
We thank God for the recent birth of our son, Wesley Peter. Lord, in your mercy.
We are Matt and Kelsey Reed, and we are excited to join faith. God, we give thanks for our family, community, and the many opportunities we have to do your work.
We pray for the health and safety of all your children, the guidance to be inspiring examples for our children, and forgiveness for our faults. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer.
Hi, I'm Charlene, and this is Ted Sandberg, and we're really excited to be joining Faith Lutheran.
In the name of the living God, we pray for unity in this time of division, giving in this time of selfishness, and hope in the midst of anger. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer.
Hi, we are John and Dawn Stafford, and we are excited to be joining Faith. Dear God, we ask you to continue to bless our family.
We ask for your guidance in our journey in faith.
Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayers.
So let us together affirm with them the faith that we share using the words of the Apostles' Creed. And so what I'll do is I'll read the three parts of the Apostles' Creed and I'll ask if you believe in each of them. And please respond together, we do. Do you believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth? If so, answer, we do.
We do.
Do you believe in Jesus Christ, God's only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried? He descended to the dead. On the third day, he rose again. He ascended into heaven. He is seated at the right hand of the Father, and he will come to judge the living and the dead. Do you believe in this, Jesus Christ? If so, answer, we do.
We do.
Do you believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting? If so, answer, we do.
Mm-hmm.
In baptism, we are welcomed into the body of Christ and sent to share in the mission of God. We are called to live among God's faithful people, to hear the word of God and share in the Lord's Supper, to proclaim the good news of God in Christ through word and deed, to serve all people, following the example of Jesus, and to strive for justice and peace in all the earth. These new members intend to continue in this covenant of baptism. And so I ask you, people of God, do you promise to support and pray for these new members in their life in Christ? If so, answer, we do.
We do.
Then let us welcome our new siblings in faith with applause. The peace of Christ be with you always.
And also with you.
And now, staying in your seats, I invite you to share a sign of peace with the people around you, either by giving them a bow or holding up the peace sign. And for those of you at home, please share the peace by typing in peace to the comments below. Great. We gather now around the table for communion, and you get a bonus sermon here. So, during Martin Luther's time, the church said that only priests were holy enough to drink wine from the chalice, and that all the people in the pews should only have the bread. And Luther denounced this practice. He said, "We are all God's children, and so each one of us deserves the body and blood of our Savior, who has made us one in Christ." And so the Reformers went about changing the way worship happened and offering people the cup. But there was a time in which Luther had to go into hiding because there was a bounty on his head. And so while he was in hiding, his colleagues began to put through these reformations. And one of his colleagues in particular, a man named Karlstadt, who was a professor, said, "Okay, everyone can now drink from the chalice." And so he started forcing people to drink from the chalice, people who had for their whole lives been told that they were not worthy to drink from this cup, people who had been told their whole lives that if they drank from it, they would be damned. And so people became terrified. They became terrified of drinking the cup, and they became terrified of even coming to church. And so Luther came out of hiding to put an end to the ways in which Karlstadt was running the Reformation. And one of the first things he said was, yes, each and every person deserves to have the cup, deserves to taste the blood of Christ. But he said, look, the sacraments are for us a gift from God. They are here to calm our troubled conscience. They should never be used to strike fear in someone or make someone worried for their safety or their salvation. And so Luther said, though everyone deserves to drink from the cup, he said, if people are not ready yet, we won't do it. And communities that need to wait until they have had teaching and time to feel safe, he says, we will offer only the bread. And so too, I want to be clear, each and every one of you deserves the blood of Christ and is worthy to drink from this chalice. However, for the safety of all, and so that none might be afraid to come forward for communion, those of us in person, we will refrain from drinking from the cup. Those of you online, drink up! And for those of us here who yearn for the cup, I invite you next week to worship online and drink from the chalice and then come back again. But to say today, we are confident that Christ is fully present in the bread that we share. And though we will consecrate this cup, we will use it to commune the earth and pour it out on untrodden ground, that none of us may be elevated above others. So with that, the Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give God thanks and praise.
We give you thanks, O God, for on the night in which he was betrayed, our Lord Jesus took bread. And giving thanks, he blessed it and broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, take and eat, for this is my body given for you. Do this for the remembrance of me. Again, after supper, Jesus took the cup, and giving thanks, he blessed it. And he gave it for all to drink, saying, this cup is the new covenant in my blood, shed for you and for all people for the forgiveness of sin. Do this for the remembrance of me. Remembering him, therefore, let us pray as Jesus taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. At the direction of the usher, I invite you to come forward. You will be released one family at a time so that we can maintain 6 feet apart, even as we commune together in Christ. I got the small gloves. Mary, this is the body of Christ given for you. Kelsey, this is the body of Christ given for you. Matt, this is the body of Christ given for you.
My Lord, what love is this?
Julie, this is the body of Christ.
So dearly that I.
Jean, body of Christ.
God of the welcome table, in this meal we have feasted on your goodness and have been united by your presence among us. Empower us to go forth sustained by these gifts so that we may share your neighborly love with all through Jesus Christ, the giver of abundant life. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Cheryl. We see now some videos of the ways in which God's work is being done by your hands.
On Wednesday nights at 7 p.m., join your fellow Faith Lutheran members to discuss Lenny Duncan's book, Dear Church. a self-proclaimed love letter to the whitest denomination in the U.S. Lenny Duncan is an ELCA pastor who lived in Brooklyn and now resides in Vancouver, Washington. Last week, we had over 25 people join the book club discussion, and the conversation was rich and encouraging. Please plan on joining us this Wednesday at 7 p.m. If you want more details on how to get your own copy of the book or how to access the group call, you can go to chicofaithlutheran.org/events. Faith Lutheran delivers groceries, CDs of our service, and love of God to many in our community every week. If you would like to join these ministries or receive CDs or groceries, you can go to chicofaithlutheran.org/contact and fill out our online form. We would like to give thanks to all of our quilters who have provided the spare masks for today's service. They have made this style as in the photo and many other styles to fit all sorts of faces. And we are so thankful for all of that work to keep all of us in our community safe. Thank you, quilters. Today after the service, you can join Joel Zimbelman and Mark Kimmelshue on Zoom as they will discuss any questions you have about the annual report or about the budget. To access any of our Zoom calls, you can go to the link on the screen. You can also find out about all of our Zoom calls by going to chicofaithlutheran.org/events. On Wednesday nights at 7 p.m., join your fellow Faith Lutheran members to discuss Lenny Duncan's book, Dear Church, a self-proclaimed love letter to the whitest denomination in the U.S. Lenny Duncan is an ELCA pastor who lived in Brooklyn and now resides in Vancouver, Washington. Last week, we had over 25 people join the book club discussion, and the conversation was rich and encouraging. Please plan on joining us this Wednesday at 7 p.m. If you want more details on how to get your own copy of the book or how to access the group call, you can go to chicofaithlutheran.org/events. Faith Lutheran delivers groceries, CDs of our service, and love of God to many in our community every week. If you would like to join these ministries or receive CDs or groceries, you can go to chicofaithlutheran.org/contact and fill out our online form. We would like to give thanks to all of our quilters who have provided the spare masks for today's service. They have made this style as in the photo and many other styles to fit all sorts of faces. And we are so thankful for all of that work to keep all of us in our community safe. Thank you, quilters. Today after the service, you can join Joel Zimbelman and Mark Kimmelshue on Zoom as they will discuss any questions you have about the annual report or about the budget. To access any of our Zoom calls, you can go to the link on the screen. You can also find out about all of our Zoom calls by going to chicofaithlutheran.org/events.
Let's see. Well, our folks online have probably been looking at a black screen for a little bit. I hope you're still there. All right. So once again, next Sunday, after worship, we are going to have our annual meeting, and that will be on Zoom. And our annual meeting is when we reflect on what we've done as a congregation in the past year and what we hope to do in the year to come. We will be electing new members to our council. We'll be setting a budget. we'll be talking about a new mission statement. So I invite you to join us.
You can also find out about all of our Zoom calls by going to chicofaithlutheran.org.
Service in person, and just stay seated and you can watch it on the screens. All right. With that, I invite you to stay. One more thing before we.
You can also find out about
seats, and the ushers will release one row at a time so that we can exit in an orderly fashion. But with that, I invite you to stand as you're able. And please receive God's blessing. Neither death nor life, nor angels nor rulers, nor things present nor things to come, nor powers nor height nor depth, nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God in Christ Jesus. God the Creator, Jesus the Christ, and the Holy Spirit the Comforter bless you and keep you in eternal love. Amen.
Dwelling, take leave.
Go in peace. Christ is with us.
Thanks be to God. Oh.
Thanks for coming today.
Thanks, Matt.
Mother says hello.
Oh, wonderful. Happy Father's Day.
Thank you.
We knew it would be a challenge.
Thanks for coming. You just put your egg right on there. And thank you so much for coming. Yes, come back again. Have you met our pastor?
Yes, I have.
Okay, good. Thank you all for being here for the great experiment. Now, do they spray the seats? Are we going to spray the seats? No, but I mean, is that what we're supposed to do next? Oh, okay. Are we supposed to spray the seats? Are we supposed to spray seats? I mean, there's actually enough time between now and next Sunday that you probably don't have to do that. Well, we needed to clean between services, because but now we've got, you know, a whole week. I don't even know where anything is. Better to have the aerosol spray.
You can also find out about all of our Zoom calls by going to chicofaithlutheran.org/.
I'm Victoria, and this is Little Man, and we are very excited. Hi, I'm Victoria, and this is Little Man, and we are very excited to be joining the Faith Lutheran Church. God, I give thanks for Franklin, my sponsor, for giving me the opportunity to learn about you and the kind of...